You know, personally, I think this party needs a new DJ. Not a single one of these songs has been halfway decent the entire time. And it really doesn't help that he feels the need to sing along to them into the microphone. His voice is terrible, don't you think? Ugh, come on. I'm not being overly harsh. I'm just giving my opinion. I'm also just saying that if I had some good songs to listen to, maybe this party wouldn't have been complete suffering to go through. Yeah, I'm still annoyed by her.
You know she's after you, right?
She invited you to this Valentine's party, after all. And did you see the look on her face when I showed up alongside you? She definitely hates me. I don't even know why, either. I've done nothing to warrant this treatment. Right? I try to be friendly with her, but she just doesn't reciprocate. I swear, sometimes I see her glaring at me. Also, she always only talks to you even though I'm standing right next to you, and completely ignores anything I have to say. Like, did you see me that time I asked her a question and she just blew me off? Not to mention the fact that she's all over you, touching your arm and giggling to herself. I know it might not be my business, but I really think she isn't a good fit for you. She's too desperate, clingy, and rude. Sorry if it seems like I'm being too nosy. I just want the best for you. Oh, your drink. It's empty. Here, I'll refill it for you. My drink is about empty too anyways. It's not a big deal, really. Pepsi, right? I know exactly what you like. Okay, I've added the pills. Finally, I can have them all to myself. Here you go. Your drink. Hmm? Oh, yeah. On my way back, I ran into her again. How could you tell? She was as annoying as always. She rudely asked me what I was doing with two cups, so I told her I was getting your Pepsi refilled. She wasn't convinced for some reason, and literally made me hand her the Pepsi for her to inspect. Don't ask me why. I can't for the life of me understand someone like her. Anyways, so about the music. What? What's wrong with you? Why do you look so tired? Oh my goodness! Are you all right? Here, let me carry you to my car. I'll keep you safe. I promise. Oh, you're awake. You were asleep for so long. It's morning already. Yeah, you're in my house, in my bed. But don't worry. My parents are out on business trips like always. I tried to take you to your house, but the door was locked and nobody was home, so I had no choice but to bring you here. I was just cooking some breakfast. I'm making more than usual so you can have some too. Don't be too surprised, but I'm making your favorite food. I told you at the party, I know exactly what you like. Speaking of the party, how come you just collapsed like that? Did you know how worried I was? You know, looking back on it, it's obvious you were drugged, and I'm pretty sure I know who did it. Yeah, I think she spiked your drink. Remember when she asked to inspect it for no reason? I think she surreptitiously put something in it to knock you out and take you for herself. Luckily for you, I was there. I guess she wasn't really expecting me to pick you up and whisk you to safety so quickly, huh? Don't try to get up so quickly. You might still have some of the drugs in your system. Just lie down and let me take care of you, okay? Just let me take care of you. Do you mind if I stroke your hair? That's not too much, right? How does that feel? I hope it's relaxing to you. Because it certainly is relaxing to me. You know, at the party, all my plans were ruined when you suddenly fell asleep. I love you. I was going to confess to you yesterday, at the Valentine's party, so that you didn't get stolen from me by her. I guess fate wasn't so kind to let me have a romantic moment with you, huh? Or maybe this can be considered romantic. Either way, I love you. I fell in love with you when you transferred to this school, and I've loved you ever since. You love me too? Oh, thank God. I was so worried you might reject me. You don't know how happy I am that you love me back. So, can I kiss you? Yes! I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I'm sorry if I was being too rough with you. I just couldn't help myself. You're absolutely irresistible to me. Here, I'll go and finish breakfast for us. You go ahead and rest some more. I wouldn't want you getting hurt.
Yeah? What'd you say? Sorry, couldn't hear you over the sound of cooking.
What was it you asked me? Huh? What drugs? What are you talking about? Oh, those? Those are the ones I used to fall asleep. I'm sort of an insomniac, so I needed them. Well, they were in my bag because just in case I found myself trying to sleep somewhere and couldn't, so then I could just use the pills to fall asleep. Is that so unusual? I carry them with me everywhere. Yes, even to the Valentine's party. You know, I don't really think this line of inquiry is particularly important. Why do you want to know about my sleeping medication so much? Oh, I get it. You think I was the one that drugged you, huh? Me? Your best friend? Yeah, sure. If you believe me, then why did you interrogate me like that? Did you just flinch away from me? Do you think I'm going to hurt you? I thought you said you loved me. No. No, no, no! I'm not trying to hurt you. I love you! I really do, I swear. Please, why are you looking at me like that? What did I do wrong? No! You aren't leaving! I told you, you might still have some of the drugs in your system. It's for your own good. So just stay here with me. Here, I'll just stroke your hair again. You really, really shouldn't have done that. I was just trying to take care of you. You didn't have to swat my hand away. Now you're definitely going to get it. Just remember, you brought this upon yourself. Seems I was stronger than you expected. Shh, stop struggling. Just lay there and pass out like a good boy for me. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep. Shh. Good night, baby. I'll see you soon.